Welcome back to Dark Grump Podcast. I'm Turtle.
Marcus,
that's a new one.
That's new.
It's been a while. We've moved locations. There's been life and other things happening. Thank you for joining us again.
Again.
Today we want to talk about not deer.
Not deer.
Which sounds like we don't want to talk about deer.
Because we don't want to talk about deer. Because these aren't deer.
Talk about deer. They're
sometimes
not deer.
They're with deer.
Sometimes they very often look close to deer.
But like if a deer made you want to shit your pants.
these things are kind of, there's some debate as where they're tied in because they're really only seen in the Appalachians.
No. They're seen all over. They're primarily seen in the Appalachians.
Primarily seen in the Appalachians.
Because a lot of things are just seen in the Appalachians.
Well, the Appalachians are
This is also
weird.
A really confusing statement to me because it's mostly just in Virginia.
Yeah.
But Appalachia is a, like New York to like where? Like somewhere past Virginia in the Carolinas, right?
Yeah, I think in the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina, something like that. Yeah, technically the Appalachians run that whole stretch, don't they? But
yeah, because we have a trailhead near us.
Yeah. But most of it's seen in Virginia and North Carolina, I think.
See. I know I saw one thing that said New York, but
so
there's one.
Just to give a breakdown on what not deer are.
What is not a deer?
Not a deer. These are things that look kind of like deer, but with the proportions of moose, usually some of the retaining traits that they have are weird joints or too many joints.
Or backwards legs.
Backwards legs. I've
backwards
seen
heads.
Stories of, yeah, backwards heads. Stories of like their back legs are more like N-shaped where they have like, you know, joint, and then like folded accordion style. Sometimes they have like human hands or not. No
or
hands
like
at all. They almost always, in every story I read, have forward-facing predator eyes.
Predator eyes. And their mouths are usually more wolf-like and longer than a normal deer's. What?
The Appalachian Mountains actually go up towards, like, Canada.
Oh, really?
I said New York.
Down to Georgia.
I said New York. Fine, Appalachian Mountains go all the way from Canada to Georgia.
Canada to Georgia.
Almost redacted already.
That's a good thing we have a producer to correct us.
10 minutes late.
Yeah, right. But so these things are, now I've seen some people that are like, well, they're probably just elk, because how else would you describe an elk? But there's people that have talked about it where it's like, I know what an elk looks like. I've seen elks. This is
not an
elk.
Well, a lot of these stories are coming from like the people living in the foothills of Appalachia. These are hunting like hardy.
Yeah, these are people that live in the wilderness. Hunt deer and elk and things like that and know what the fuck they look like.
Now, the thing is about these, though, is like there's not a lot of information, and most of it is just that it's trending on social media networks like Twitter and Reddit right now.
Yeah.
So we got to say
there's
that.
Grain of salt because you don't know how many of these stories are accurate, who's telling the truth, or who's just trying to.
And like many stories, it's supposedly spoken lore that's handed down.
Yeah. I did see a couple posts about a guy that's specifically a guy that's writing a book, which is one of the things that was referenced in. And it is, I've seen enough stories that I think, you know, this is a real thing people have talked about for a while. Probably like the Mothman, like just carried down.
Well, there could be things that it is because there's other things that are deer that look like they're not deer that throw people off.
Yeah.
And some of the characteristics are similar. Jared's favorite is the deer when they're shedding their antlers and they're just drenched in blood looking like zombie monsters.
Yeah. Which would tear. I mean, you know, if you're in a high anxiety position, you're usually most of these sightings are like middle of the night alone on a dark road. And you came across what looked like a deer covered in blood. Yeah, that might fuck you up.
With like flesh hanging from its antlers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then another thing that it could possibly be, it doesn't make up for a lot of the details that you get, but it makes up for things like the fact that they're not afraid of people and the disjointed kind of walking that they do, is it could simply be chronic wasting disease.
I heard about that,
which is a deer version of mad cow disease that attacks the central nervous system.
Once again, you get a lot of back and forth because there's people that we're talking about that are like, I've seen these. That's not uncommon for deer in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, this kind of goes with that uncanny valley we talked about, where people recognize it as not a deer. It's just, it's close, but not right. Mm-hmm. These are a lot of the people that see them, like you were saying, they're hunters, they're trackers, they're people that live in the wilderness that go, that is fucked up. These are people that hunt bears and they're like, nope, fuck that.
I'm not saying that there's not those. I was just saying we have to say that.
Oh, to be fair, yeah.
So that we're not showing bias. But, you know, those mountains are, like, loosely explored. And they're explored by people that sometimes never leave. I mean, there's people in the Appalachian Mountains that are their own civilization at this point.
I mean, the Appalachians are its own, like, pocket of, like, culture and people. And, you know, even though there is some exchange, obviously...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is still very secluded.
There are cultures there that are literally just like tribes of people that don't leave or speak to anyone else, have their own language and everything. So,
yeah.
But then there's things that this could be from Native American lore.
Okay.
So, like, one of the things I first thought about was skinwalkers.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying it's not what it is.
Okay. Why do they think it's not a skinwalker?
Because a skinwalker, when a skinwalker wants to be a deer, is a deer.
That's true. Skinwalkers are better at blending in than that.
And then I heard people calling it a Wendigo, but that didn't make any sense to me based off what I know about Wendigo.
Yeah.
So, like, and then there's, like, that one dude.
Why wouldn't that make sense? Just for the audience.
The one dude that I sent you the video of, he was like, they don't have antlers.
Yeah.
Wendigo don't have antlers. Like, they don't disguise themselves. They're emaciated, like, people, usually, that are suffering from cannibalism and an undesired, like, inability to fill their hunger.
Yeah.
Inability.
Inability, not a word. Yeah, inability to sate their hunger.
And then I forgot what the other one was that this guy was talking about. It wasn't dangerous, but it was like a deer-like creature. It's dangerous to men for some reason, but not so much women.
Huh.
I don't know. Hunters. I don't remember what he was saying. That was in that one video that I sent to you.
Yeah, I don't remember that. So, I mean, these things are... There are rampant cases of sightings. It's... Almost, I mean, unless all kinds of people are jumping on the, like, trending social media train, there's...
Super possible.
Which is super possible because people are people. There are stories left and right all along there from people that have seen it, encountered it. Usually, most of the stories I read were they saw it at night somewhere, like, in the woods, like, off their property or on a road and, like, didn't engage, just... You know, fucking ran or went the other direction or drove away. But, you know, how accurate these stories are and what they all share similar traits.
To Bigfoot.
To Bigfoot, yeah, yeah. They all have kind of like the same sort of Bigfoot story. And they all kind of like think they're seeing the same thing. They all say it's not a deer. A bunch of them said, look, I know what elk are. I know what this is. I know what the wasting disease is. That's not what this looks like.
So what do you think it could be? Could it be that there was a day when a coyote, that's too small, a wolf and a deer had a baby and made a wolf deer?
No, but, I mean, I guess that's possible. I think there probably is from the amount of stories and from what I'm reading and the shared traits. Like, assume some of the weirder traits are just people's imagination and high anxiety running on them. Most of them share traits that they have, you know, forward-facing predatory eyes. They're very large. They tend to look more like deer than anything else. They might have more joints than normal. But, you know, how many people are sitting there like, flex the arm now? Okay, that's two joints. So,
yeah, I mean, I guess you're not going to count the number of knees something has as it's charging you.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I would very much be willing to believe there's some unknown variant of deer or elk or something in that like genus.
Like a predatory evolved.
Like a predatory evolved, like it survived this long because it does not fuck around and it is a predator, you know, that maybe that's part of it is maybe it's a predator that hunts deer and part of it is it looks like deer as camouflage and it's evolved that over.
That's true because they say that a lot of the times people see them with herds of deer.
Yeah. Like
they're not like lone creatures.
Yeah. So, you know, you see this weird ass thing with a herd of deer and it could be grazing on the weakest of them without the herd ever knowing because it looks enough like them that they don't recognize it as a threat.
Oh, man, I wish I could remember the first time I heard of something like this. It was like a white deer, though, and it was like something crazy where like it made eye contact and the people like froze up on a hunting trip. And then
there was something
I heard a long time ago.
I read a story about that where like a guy was like he was hunting. He was taking and he was lining up his shot and he wasn't even aiming at this thing, but this thing was like right behind the deer he was.
Yes, lining this is the story up. I know.
And he, the head of this thing, like, you know, lifted and turned and looked at him with forward facing predatory eyes, and he froze. And it, the rest of the herd just kind of kept meandering, and this thing stared at him through the rifle scope, you know, across a field.
So do you think this is, so you're thinking this is more species not yet identified than supernatural phenomenon?
I think, my skeptic mind.
Or is it
mind,
what it always is, and it's aliens?
Maybe.
It's always aliens.
My skeptic mind says that if you account for people being liars and stories being fabricated or anxiety or misremembering things, that this is probably because of the amount of these stories and an undocumented version of a deer or some other predatory animal.
An antlered dire wolf.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, exactly. Like whatever, a weird inbred or fucking mutated or just evolved very specifically breed of predatory animal that hides with, you know, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing, but with deer, especially because how they're always, there's certain traits that are always the same throughout all of these stories. Is it possible that it's something crazy different, you know, Native American folklore, you know, some type of forest creature or failed skinwalker or something like that? Maybe.
Oh, maybe like it was like a skinwalker who like mid transformation screwed up and got stuck in the middle.
Exactly. Like a skinwalker without the willpower or whatever to back it up and just.
He accidentally put on two furs at one time.
Yeah. Something fucked up. Yeah, exactly. So like, could that be? Sure. I guess so. I just, my skeptic mind says it's probably is a real thing and it probably is like just a deer creature we've never seen. I mean, we encounter new animal species all the time.
Yeah, like narwhals. They're mythological until like 2011 or 12 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or dragons.
Those are still not real. Those were dinosaur bones that someone found.
Nope. T-Rex was a dragon. We've only found one intact T-Rex skeleton and no one was allowed to see it.
Oh, I saw the same thing recently. It's got hollow bones, so everybody's assuming that it had wings, therefore making it a
dragon. You
don't
have to assume it has wings. It's just...
That would make sense for the little tiny arms.
The little tiny arms and the fact that wings and things like that are the first thing to go when scavengers and rot take set in.
Just imagine that flying.
Yeah, it's a fucking dragon, Kyle.
Dinosaurs are dragons without wings. Not all dragons have wings.
I mean, actually, they probably all had wings. They probably all had feathers. They were like feathered and like that birds nowadays evolved from them.
Also, though, our general idea of how big most of them are is a lot smaller than you think.
Yeah.
Raptors were tiny.
Raptors were, Deinonychus were the ones that were, you know, like big dog size. But, you know, movies like Jurassic Park fucked up the general public's view of dinosaurs.
So could a not deer, not from dinosaur phase, but from giant mammal phase of time, which I forget what that's called. What is that?
Protozoic, something like
Protozoic.
That.
Protozoic. When we had like massive like fucking beavers.
The giant
and shit.
Sloths and the giant beavers.
It
and
could
shit
be
like that.
Something like that survived.
It could, absolutely,
maybe.
Yeah.
maybe there was a predatory deer that we don't know about, because when you go and try and find its bones, you get eaten by them in the woods right now.
Or maybe you find its bones and it looks like a deer for the most part.
I do like the idea of exploring the idea that it is a supernatural creature.
Yeah.
It would obviously exist in Native American lore, not necessarily because they invented it, but because
they were around in that area. Yeah.
And then the whole idea that it hides with its prey is amazing.
Yeah.
That's like the coolest part to me of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, humans have developed
More and it just lost it.
Humans developed that weird, like, uncanny valley response to stuff that it might be why these deer trigger that in us and don't trigger it in other deer. Because, you know, for whatever reason, say the vampires were the thing. My whole theory on vampires. Say vampires were a thing. And we develop
vampire deer.
An evolutionary response to recognize something not quite right and something we should recognize as normal. Humans and humanity have spent a lot of time with deer. A lot of time seeing deer. They're so normal that it would make sense that we developed that sense of unrightness, wrongness about something that looks like something we're used to.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that deer don't recognize stuff like that, because every animal has a response to other animals that are sick.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually where the human one came from, was like recognizing disease in other human beings and stuff. So you see that there's something off, stay away from that one,
because
the whole world's going to end if it comes near you.
That's possible. But once again, these things are supposed to be roaming with the deer.
Yeah.
But they're probably preying on the deer.
Or they roam with the deer in order to hunt the animals that are hunting the deer.
Oh, that's a good point.
Imagine if it's deer protector.
This is
creature.
A deer creature that hunts wolves.
And bears and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not. Well, they're big. They're moose big can take black bears, no problem.
Moose can take trucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's totally legit. I didn't even think about that. It hangs with deer because it's whatever. Companionship.
A protector of deer.
A protector of them. Maybe.
Or maybe it's like a symbiotic relationship.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It protects the deer because it eats the animals that feed off the deer.
Yeah.
So it's getting
stays around
food.
The deer because wolves are going to come for the deer.
Yeah.
And
the
then
deer get
the
benefit the
wolves,
of it coming.
Or coyote or bear or whatever is preying on the deer. That would make sense.
I have some sort of warped idea of what coyotes are because I feel like I've never seen one. And in my mind, they're tiny, like fox size.
They're
can
not.
They eat
they're
deer?
Dog size. They're like...
But can they eat
coyote
a deer?
Are smaller than full-blown wolves, but they're still the size of dogs, like medium to large dogs.
But can
think like a husky.
Door?
Remember Cody?
Yeah.
Coyotes are like the size of Cody,
but could
if not
he
a little
take
bigger.
A deer? I don't know.
No, but wolves also have packs, and he might be able to take a deer.
Well, that's true. Coyotes hunt in big groups.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, a couple coyote, they're moving in on a pack of deer. They're trying to scare them to run so that the slow, weak ones stay behind and they can swarm it.
And the not deer looking disease, it heads for that first.
And the not deer is the one they try to corner and get viciously mauled by.
I like this idea.
I do too.
I don't care if this is true or not. I'd like to create this mythos for it.
Yeah.
That it is a deer protector god and that animals also have a spiritual level that we just don't understand yet.
It's very possible. There's a whole thing about, like, the world being basically a neural network.
Well, the fact is that more and more people are coming to understand that animals are more sentient than we ever thought before.
Yeah.
Because the idea before was just, like, if we don't look for it, then it doesn't exist.
Have you seen Bunny on TikTok? Bunny is a dog. She has the buttons.
Yeah, but those kinds of things, those can be debunked a little bit.
No.
Sometimes
this is
not
a debunk. This is a study. I've seen a lot of this.
I've also seen a lot of counter arguments for stuff like that, where the dogs answer questions and stuff.
But she is, I'm not talking like, this isn't like supernaturally smart, but she is forming sentences. I've watched it since they started doing it when she had like, you know, fucking four buttons and it was like potty, food, pet.
I love that I will be like, not deer are real. And then I will actively argue against the fact that there's definitely a possibility that the owner who you can't see off camera isn't
herself.
Pointing to where things are.
Well, they show her on camera all the time.
While the dog's answering?
Yeah.
Is there someone else filming?
So yeah, usually she has stuff set up. She's set up cameras and stuff for. Look up My Name Is Bunny. I'm telling you,
I've seen other ones like that.
No, I don't know about.
I don't
all
know if I've
them.
Seen that one, but I've seen
My other Name Is Bunny. They started as like a language trial thing with a university, so they had like cameras set up for it, and they started doing it like a few buttons here, a few buttons there. The stuff she says now, granted, it's still kind of like childlike in its syntax, but it's really good. Like it's crazy how articulated this dog can be and expresses emotions. And even though she tends to struggle really hard with time, like today, tomorrow, stuff like that kind of is really rough for Bunny.
Well, human beings invented time.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's a theoretical concept most of the time anyway. So it's just something interesting. I'm going with what you were saying is animals we're learning are way more intelligent and way more connected than we originally thought.
I mean, the way deer communicate already is like a lot.
That's one of the things that pissed me off in high school was we had a teacher.
That implied deer didn't communicate?
No, that implied that animals were soulless, and she was super Christian. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Some teacher we don't. You went to a different high school. Or are you talking about you were at mine? Oh, yeah. You were only there for a little bit.
I was there for 2 years.
Yeah, so half.
Miss Catalina, something like that.
I don't know.
She was super religious, and she said something that we were watching, like All Quiet on. We were reading All Quiet on the Western Front or something. She probably was like, you know, like when you look at like dog's eyes, they're soulless and empty. And I was like, my dog is not soulless and empty. You could go fuck yourself.
From owning spiders and playing with them, I know that they have a soul.
Uh-huh.
I watched it wave at me while I was holding it.
Oh, my God.
It was adorable. Not the tarantula. That is soulless. That's a vicious monster.
Some of them are. I had a snake, and that snake was not.
When did you have a snake?
His name was Atkins. I had him for years. He was snakes or reptiles. Some reptiles are capable, like iguanas, but I don't think generally think snakes.
Snakes,
are
no. Snakes can form bonds. I've heard that. Anyway, Jared's getting upset because this conversation's weird.
I mean, you know, they are. Snakes are reptiles. I'm not lying, am I, Jared?
Snakes are scaly things that slither.
Yeah.
Slithery snails.
Snakes have scales and eyes.
No, they can form attachments.
I don't necessarily think they can.
They can. Anyway.
I know there's people that would argue that with me, and I know people that say they've bonded with their snakes, and sure.
I mean, there's also the theory that every time it cuddles up next to you, it's actually just trying to judge whether or not it could eat you.
Just sizing you up for food, yeah.
But still. Anyway,
yeah.
Back to the not deer. No, because deer have a whole lot of like subtle ways that they communicate with each other through like scent and like their ear movements and their tail movements and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like then everybody just implies that like they don't. But if they didn't, then how is it that the whole herd knows to run at one time?
Yeah.
So that the not deer is sitting there hanging out with them. He sees them make their panic moves and he's like, oh, yeah. I'm sick.
I'm old and slow, and I'm so tired. Yeah, and then you fucking viciously maims a couple of coyotes.
Which could explain why human beings have an innate fear of them, because who else is predators? The deer.
That's true. Yeah.
It sees a hunter. The hunter takes a shot at it. It's like, oh, there you are.
I wonder if not deer are just like a weird offshoot of buffalo and deer or something that just like ended up being like
a deer buffalo hybrid.
Yeah. Like a huge,
I don't think so. Cause the buffalo are more plains animals than woods animals.
Yeah. But
not
if they
creatures.
Hybrided with deer, that would make them woodsy.
But the you're involving, there's a whole migration pattern that's now involved in this, because the deer would have to migrate up, get up there, be like, oh, we're pregnant. Let's go home.
Shit happens. I don't know. I'm just
it
saying.
Seems like a lot.
Humanity drove the buffalo to extinction.
I sort of don't
maybe think. They drove buffalo herds back into the mountains. Where
drove
buffalo,
those buffalo herds back into the mountains.
Where they wouldn't want to go, but because they were literally hunting them into extinction, the buffalo fled that way, and they made it work with the deer.
Yeah, down in the mountains where the buffaloes flee.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part of the song.
Well, that's because you're not creative.
So that, I don't. One, buffalo are still not predators.
No, they're not.
They still don't have any of those features.
Well, no, that's where we bring in other things. They gotta then,
And then moose came. They came from Canada. The moose came down. They were like, yo, what's up, buffalo deer?
Moose are pretty much predators, but they're not. Like
Booflier. The booflier.
And it could be weird hybrid. Maybe it's something.
Now, the other thing is this just a creepypasta?
Yeah.
Because, like many new monster sightings, it is invented on the internet, or as far as we know,
yeah,
it is a TikTok and Reddit phenomenon.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
And even on Reddit, a lot of the people were like, I'm from there and I've never heard of this.
Yeah. It's possible this is just a meme cryptid. You know, just someone that.
An SCP in the works.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'd like to believe it's something more interesting, but, you know, we don't know.
I truly like to believe that there's a protector god for the deer.
It's possible.
Stands in the back of the pack.
Yeah. Lets itself get, you know, nerfed by coyotes or whatever to get him. To get him.
How many minutes is this? I'm out of things to say.
25 minutes.
That's not enough.
That's fine. Well, anyway, thank you for listening. This has been Dark Crumb Podcast. I'm Turtle.
I'm still Marcus.
You're definitely Kyle. You can hit us up. Do you think this is real? Do you think the not deer is a real thing, or do you think it's a meme, or just a fake story people are spreading around? You know, what's your thoughts on it? Do you think it's a weird buffalo hybrid?
It's not a buffalo hybrid.
I don't know. Maybe
it is definitely a protector god of the deers.
I don't know about that.
You said you like to agree with it.
I do. I'm just saying, I don't know if that's true. Just because I like something doesn't mean it's true.
Have you seen a not deer? Message us on Twitter and Instagram at Dark Rum Podcast, or email us at darkrumstories@gmail.com. Let us know your not deer stories on this. This was our bite-sized episode to get back into the show.
First episode back, voice only.
A taste.
A teaser reel. So, hey, have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Hail Satan and pinch your nipples.